Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. Wisdom is the lost property of the believer. The purse of wisdom. The purse of wisdom. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome to the series Pearls of Wisdom. Today, my topic is Horrors of Death and Deeds Useful After Death. Before starting our topic, let's listen to an excellence of reciting Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Rasul of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, when people who love each other for the sake of Allah Almighty, meet together, shake hands with each other, and recite Salat ala Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The past and future sins of both of them are forgiven before they separate from each other. Subhanallah. Zikro durood har ghadi, virde zaba rahe, meri fuzul goi ki aadat nikal do. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, death is the reality from which escape is not possible. No matter what religion or belief you follow, you cannot deny the fact of death. In Ayah 185 of Surah Ali Imran, Part 4, Allah Azza wa Jal has said, Kullu nafsin za'iqatul maut. Translation from Khanjul Iman, every life is to taste death. A person goes through an extremely tough experience at the time of death, no matter whether he is rich or poor, young or elder, everyone is powerless at the time of death. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidina Yazid Raqqashi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, an extremely arrogant man of Bani Israel was sitting with one of his family members at his home. Suddenly, he saw someone enter through the door. Being nervous, he immediately became angry and asked, "Who are you? And with whose permission have you entered my house?" The one who entered the home replied, "I have entered with the permission of the owner of this house. I am the one whom no god can stop, nor do I need the permission of any king, nor can the display of rank and dignity of anyone frighten me. Neither can any stubborn or arrogant person get rid of me, nor can a rebellious person escape from me." Having heard this, the arrogant person felt deeply ashamed and started trembling. He then fell flat on his face. Then, lifting his head in a disgraceful and begging manner, he started saying, "It means you are Sayyidina Malakul Maut alayhi salam." He alayhi salam said, "I am Malakul Maut." The arrogant man asked, "Can you give me some time to repent?" Sayyidina Malakul Maut alayhi salam replied, "Not at all. Your time is over. You have taken your breaths. Your time is up and there is nothing you can do now." The arrogant man asked again, "Where will you take me?" He alayhi salam said, "Towards those deeds of yours that you have sent ahead, and towards that home which you have prepared." The man said, "I have neither sent any good deeds ahead, nor prepared any good home." Sayyidina Malakul Maut alayhi salam said, then I would take you to the valley of hell, which burns the flesh. He, alayhi salam, then seized the soul of that arrogant person and he fell in the midst of his family members. Everyone started crying and screaming. Sayyidina Yazid Raqqashi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi further said, if his family members had known about his bad end, they would have wept more. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, have you noticed how the person who was enjoying a luxurious life and was heedless of the remembrance of Allah Azza wa Jal and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam woke up to the fact and then began to cry and beg when Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam came to him with the message of death, though this person had been committing many different types of sins before. Since Sayyidina Israel alayhi salam had arrived, he had no other choice, as at that time the angel of death does not give respite to anyone. Sabko marna hi padega, yaad rakho bhaiyo, der mein jayega koi, koi chal dega saver. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, indeed the day and night are two vehicles in which we enter one after another. These vehicles, without any stops, continue their journey that will end at the destination of death. Have we ever thought why we are so happy when the day and night pass, though a day and night of our life has actually decreased, bringing us closer to death? We are like a bulb whose entire energy and light are hidden in one plastic button. A light press of that button puts out the bulb. Similarly, when death arrives, our healthy body becomes so powerless that we cannot willingly even move our hands. Although it is fixed that one day we will have to die, we do not know how much time is left for our death. Perhaps today will be the last day of our life, or maybe tonight will be our last night. Or rather, we are not even sure whether we will be able to take another breath or not. It is quite possible that the breath we are taking right now will be our last and we may not take the next breath. Perhaps while listening to this bayan, Sayyidina Malakul Maut alayhi salam may seize our soul. It is commonly heard that so and so person was so healthy and apparently had no disease but suddenly died of heart failure within a few minutes. In the same way, at any moment we may have to depart this life, because the night we have to spend in the grave cannot be spent in the world. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the world is Darul Amal, that is the place where deeds are performed, and the hereafter is Darul Jaza, the place where rewards are reaped. Whatever we sow here, we shall reap in the hereafter. Desiring to have rice after sowing wheat can be called foolishness. Therefore, it is wise to sow the seeds of what we want to reap. Hence, for going into paradise, we will have to perform the deeds that lead to paradise. Let's know about some deeds which illuminate the grave and make it comfortable. Sheikh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah, has written on page 872 of the first volume of Fizan Sunnat. It is narrated that Allah Azza wa Jal said to Sayyidina Musa Kalimullah ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam, I have bestowed two noors upon the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, so that they stay safe from the harms of two darknesses. Sayyidina Musa Kalimullah ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam humbly asked, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, what are those two noors? Allah Azza wa Jal said, the noor of Ramadan and the noor of Quran. Sayyidina Musa Kalimullah ala Nabina wa alayhi salatu wasalam asked, what are those two darknesses? Allah Azza wa Jal replied, one belongs to the grave and the other belongs to the judgment day. When Sayyidina Abdullah bin Ghalib Hadani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was laid to rest, the fragrance of mushk started coming from the grave. Once someone saw him in the dream and asked, "What kind of fragrance comes from your grave?" He replied, "This is the blessing of the recitation of the Holy Quran and fasting." Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated a hadith that he radiallahu ta'ala anhu directly heard from the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Whoever illuminates masajid of Allah azza wa jal, Allah azza wa jal will illuminate his grave, and whoever keeps fragrance in them, Allah azza wa jal will provide fragrance for him in paradise." Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved and blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Sayyidina Musa ala nabina wa alayhi salatu wa salam humbly asked Allah azza wa jal, 'What is the reward for the one who inquires after a patient?' Allah azza wa jal replied, 'Two angels will be appointed for him who will inquire after him in his grave daily until the day of judgment.'" Subhanallah. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated, "When a person will go into his grave, the torment will come for him from the direction of his feet. His feet will say, 'There is no way for you from my side,' because he used to recite Surah Al-Mulk at night. Then the torment will come to him from the direction of his chest and belly. It will say, 'There is no way for you from my side,' because he used to recite Surah Al-Mulk at night. Then it will come to him from the direction of his head, and the head will say, 'There is no way for you from my side,' because he used to recite Surah Al-Mulk at night." So this surah is a shield. It protects the deceased against the torment of the grave. In the Torah, its name is Surah Al-Mulk. The person who recites it at night does a good and a very great deed. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, "The person who starts learning the Holy Quran and dies before learning it by heart, so an angel teaches him the Holy Quran in his grave, and he will meet Allah azza wa jal in such a state that he would have memorized the whole Quran." The Rasul of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "One who recites Surah Al-Ikhlas during a fatal illness, he will remain safe from the affliction and squeezing of the grave." Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you have heard about the deeds which benefit one after death in the loneliness, horrors, fear and darkness of the grave. Ramadan and the glorious Quran will remove darkness of the grave and judgment day. Recitation of the Holy Quran and Siyam will bring fragrance in the grave. To illuminate a masjid will be the cause of illumination of the grave. A Muslim who inquires after the sick will be visited daily by two angels in his grave. The recitation of Surah Al-Mulk will save one from the torment of the grave. One who dies while trying to memorize the Holy Quran will have the privilege to be taught its memorization by an angel in the grave. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Wisdom is the last property of the believer. Wisdom is the last property of the believer. Wisdom is the last property of the believer. The purse of wisdom. The purse of